Demetrius and Philip, living proof that Eric does have friends.
Because we're not paying those guys.
Back to Q105's The Morning After.
That's right. We've settled on a name. Good morning. It is 8:05 with The Morning After on Q105. We are very happy to have you here with us this morning on Saturday, November 4th, Q1055.com. If you want to be a part of the show today, you can, because we've got the phones all figured out. We're like almost...
I don't think anybody's calling.
I don't think they are.
This early?
Yeah. Saturday? Nah.
That's why I'm very diligent about these podcasts. They'll be up shortly after the show wraps up this morning. But 419-240-1055. This morning, we got to talk some Stranger Things. My guest from the library has bailed due to some travel stuff, so I rounded somebody else up. That'll be in the 8 o'clock hour. Jeffy McGee will join us for the return of the trailer game with Thor being out this weekend. Also, your biggest household battle. D, is it still the dishwasher?
No.
Oh, it's moved on?
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. And you hear this like from people who've been married for a long time, or like people who have been like at a company for a long time. And I think even Eric has said it a few times. Is this the hill you want to die on?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You know, and so I realized it doesn't sound sexy when you die on Dishwasher Hill.
Nah.
Like, it's not like Iwo Jima or like that. It's like, what? How'd he die? He died on Dishwasher Hill. I don't want to be that guy. Dishwasher Hill's a tiny little thing. I want it to be a mountain. Like,
This week has made me think of bringing that up, so I wanted to see if it was the dishwasher or something else. We'll do that in the 9 o'clock hour. The Desert Island game, another game that I've made up. Hopefully this works.
Wow.
That'll be in the 9 o'clock
hour.
Games
aren't always that bad. They are like a light switch. It's either on or it's off. But
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's either lit or it's short-circuited. Sexability was up.
That was good.
Gosh darn home run.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The rated game.
That was good, too.
Yeah. Too bad you can't do any of those anymore.
No. We can have... That's that's intellectual property.
No.
Yeah, it is.
You try it. Watch. I'm going to tell you right now, somebody somewhere at one point went to work over here and tried to use a wheel. And then guess what happened? Whoop, cease and desist.
We'll be fine. We'll be fine. 419-240-1055. Oh, by the way, good morning. It's Eric Chase and Demetrius Nicodemus.
What's it do?
And Philip Taylor.
Good morning.
Who won the week? D, did you survive Halloween?
I did.
Good.
I did. And but the weird thing was, it seemed like there weren't nearly as many trick-or-treaters out this year as there was last year.
A lot of parents said
like,
that.
It was
colder.
But no, it was perfect Halloween
weather. It was nice. It was real nice on Tuesday. You went Tuesday, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you walk around with a half-gallon jug of hot wine, and you watch...
Is that what you do?
You watch... Well, some people, or like I read it on the internet.
Right.
And you walk around and you talk to parents and you see some of the kids. And then you see children who would just have T-shirts and jackets on, begging for candy. Like, not even trying.
Connor?
But Connor, he trick-or-treated in Maryland.
But has tried that before, right?
No. He's always been a costume kid.
Like
he went as a Grim Reaper
age.
This year.
Not so, very creative.
And stop. He's 11. Will you? I
oh
honestly,
God, I
the best
dead.
Thing in the world that could happen to you is somebody say, Eric, you have a sperm count of 2.
Like, yeah, you, exactly.
You, if this is how supportive you are of other people's kids,
very creative, 11 year old.
I am supportive of.
Why aren't you like Optimus Prime or something?
Is it a transforming Grim Reaper? At
stop.
Least? Is it a Decepticon?
You look pretty good.
What was Cohen dressed as?
Cohen went as Chase from Paw Patrol.
Pound Paw Patrol? Or Paw Patrol?
No, that's a different movie. It's for adults. Pound Paw Patrol. It's when doggies do what doggies do. But no, he went as Chase from Paw Patrol, and then he ran into a little boy who was almost the exact same age, dressed as Chase from Paw Patrol.
They fight it out.
And they were like,
did he do the Spider-Man meme?
He was like, they were like, oh. And then the next thing you know, they were like buddies. So they're just like running up to homes, like, hey, let's go get some candy.
Phil, you know the meme I'm talking about, right?
Yes.
The Spider-Man?
Yeah.
Hey, that's me. I'll show you in a second. Did he get loaded up with candy?
Yeah, he did. He got loaded up. We brought a bag to empty out his little pumpkin. Because there was a... And I don't know when this changed, but we used to do pillowcases.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now he's got like this tiny plastic pumpkin that needs to be emptied every once in a while so he can continue to trick or treat. Like, so...
I mean, think about it, though. When you were... Well, probably you don't remember. I don't really either. But being that age, carrying around a suitcase or like a pillowcase full of candy, it's not comfortable. It's heavy.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't remember. Yeah. I don't remember the heaviness being an issue of like, oh my God. I got to bring in all my candy.
Well, you only had to worry about if it was such an old pillowcase that your mom gave you and it would rip. Because you could sling that thing over your shoulder.
That was a problem.
Dude, I could do like a 5,000-word think piece on Halloween over the years.
Oh, my God.
Did you get blitzed yesterday at Apple with the X or is it the 10?
Yeah, the 10. Yeah, don't call it the X. It's the 10. I did it like several times. No, like there, it came in two waves. So I got there at 11. People literally were there at 6 o'clock in the morning. People were there.
Waiting for
it? And started lining up because the mall didn't open the doors until 6 o'clock. So the last video that I saw, because I didn't get there until 11, was around like 7:30, at half an hour before the doors open, and they were lined up almost all the way down to the food court. God bless.
All those people have $1,000.
It doesn't end there. Let me tell you what. So like we have snacks, and like at 8 o'clock, like my coworker Sheridan's out there like handing out snacks, trail mix, pop tarts.
They ain't going anywhere. Jesus.
But you know what? They came and waited in line. We got food for you. We got water and breakfast.
They're paying $1,000. They can get some cheddar Cheez-Its.
So she's out there handing out snacks. Like people are asking her questions. They want to see it. They want to do this. They want to do that. Like it's cool. Whatever. I got there at 11. There were still about 30 to 40 people that were in line waiting to get a phone. And those were people who didn't do like a product reservation, who didn't order their phone online. Because those people have certain times to come and actually pick theirs up so they don't have to wait in line. So I think like all day, like things were crazy. There was a second wave that happened around like 6 o'clock, 2 hours before I left. And I would say the line had at least 60 or so people in it that also did not have product reservations. The product reservation was like an all-day thing, continuous. So
how many people would you estimate didn't get phones?
People didn't get phones. I left at 8 o'clock last night. We went into overflow, which means that when you do a product reservation, even when you come in to walk in and buy a phone, it has to process itself. So at 8 o'clock, when it goes into overflow, I had to have them stop doing phones because we can't process all of it. So not everybody at the end of the day got a phone, but they're coming back today.
How many do you think you sold?
Oh, I wasn't selling phones. I was like putting out fires and trying to help people and everything yesterday. But I would say, I mean, well over like 100, 200 maybe.
What's up there. What are like the best two features about that phone?
That phone that I like, I like the 10. I haven't been able to play with it because I was busy all day yesterday, but I like the face recognition. That is one of my favorite things to play with. And there's a thing called, did you see the emoji? Oh, I really need to buy this phone so I can show it to you. So it's like you can make the emojis on like anything that you send, like messages, it will imitate your face. Like it'll catch onto your face, and then while you're talking, like it'll move the head and the mouth and the eyebrows and the nose the same way that you move. So when you send it to somebody, that emoji uses your voice and your facial expression to talk to that person. Freaking awesome.
So it's It's like a $1,000 Snapchat phone.
No, it does a lot more than that, but that's just me. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Unreal. Hey, you know what? It's got this kind of application that is guaranteed to help you save money and make you a little more responsible. It also has this and this and this. But you know what the best feature is? There's a cartoon face that moves with you.
Yeah.
This might be
awesome.
Wow.
This might be the high point. This might be the apex of my unemployment, so that I wouldn't be so dumb. Like, I needed a new phone. On my 6, I couldn't update apps anymore. I couldn't update the iOS. It was so slow. It was always crashing. But thank God I don't have a job, or else I might have considered buying that thing, and it would have been a waste of money.
No, it's not. Honestly.
For me, it would have been.
$1,000. You guys sold 200 phones?
Probably more, but I'm assuming around 200 something.
And there was a line.
Yeah.
Honestly, here's, like, I get newness. I get the newness of everything. Like, I got to be the one that has the thing. Yeah. But what about your old phone? Like, maybe you were pimping a 6, or maybe you were, like, holding on to a 7. What about that 7 or 6 were you, like, looking at and going, you know what, man? I really... I need some facial recognition on this. I need a, you know, the fingerprint thing just doesn't seem to be enough for me. I would really like it if my emojis like imitated my face when I talk to people. That would be awesome.
I have a theory why it was like this.
Go for it.
I'll share with you off the air, but I want to throw this out there real fast. I beat a subpoena this week. Do I get some kind of cred for that?
Wait. Is that like a euphemism
for
something?
Maybe we can like staff it for
you. Yeah, like what? You beat a subpoena? Is that like you took some time to yourself with some, you know, you?
Some me time.
Yeah, some me time.
I
beat a subpoena.
I didn't say I beat my penis. I said I beat a subpoena. You guys remember when Kellyanne and I got robbed when we went to that event? Remember,
no.
Remember that? We went out to Sky Zone and that lady.
Oh, yeah, and the lady took
phones.
Your phones.
So Kellyanne calls me in a panic last, we went to Sky Zone, and this woman, we had walked off from our phones, and this lady stole our phones.
Like, you watched her pick them up and walk away? Okay.
Megan was smart enough to use, like, find my iPhone, and this woman was dumb enough to keep coming back to the gas station across the street over there in Swanton. So Kellyanne calls me in a panic last week, and she's like, did you get a subpoena? I'm like, no. She's like, I just got subpoenaed to come testify against this woman who stole our phones. And it was on Thursday, so I didn't get one, or if I did, I threw it away, or it walked away because
of by mail. No, you wouldn't throw it away.
You can't throw that away.
You'd
know if you got a subpoena.
Well, it's sometimes it's tough to.
It doesn't there's like nothing printed on the envelope that says, "Hey, the Democratic Party would like to subpoena you." It doesn't say anything like that. I mean, it comes with a dude and a clipboard.
Yeah,
and,
you have to
and
sign
sometimes
that.
It's
hard to sign for mail at my building. But I called them on I had to be in there Thursday. That was the trial or whatever it was. I called them and I was like, "I have a job interview," and which was the case. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, "I can't make it." And
so you did get subpoenaed.
I guess. I never received it. And the woman's like, okay, well, can we call you if we need you? I said, absolutely. I said, give her the chair anyway. And she asked me if there needed to be any restitution. I'm like, no. I mean, like, we both got our phones back. I mean, I was more worried about this woman being a terrible grandmother.
Bro, that's why you didn't get it. You're a crappy witness.
Stop it.
Especially for the prosecution. Oh, yeah. If you're like this, bro. If you take this tone... Hey, everything's cool. I got my phone back. You know, yeah, she took it, but you know, I'm all right now. The jury's like this. Well, he seems to be over it. You know, Kellyanne's probably like this. my grandpa's pictures were on it.
She called me or texted me Thursday morning when I was in this job thing. She's like, "Where are you at?" I said, "I got out of it." And she's freaking out. She was like that. Mm-hmm. And I guess this woman's lawyer didn't show up, so this is a whole sleep show.
Oh, yeah.
Is it just with you two? I mean, there has to be more than this.
The justice system is swift.
I have questions.
Remember, I guess technically it happened in Holland, but Holland doesn't have like a criminal justice department, so they outsourced to Sylvania.
Oh.
Fun stuff.
Now, was that
so many questions.
I wonder if they combined the total of the phones.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
Like grand larceny or something?
Like, did you guys like press charges on this woman?
Nope.
Like, did you catch her? Did you physically walk up to her and say, "Give me back my phone"?
I don't want to do the story again because we're running out of time.
Tell me off the air.
But yes. Yeah, everything was resolved within an hour that night.
Huh.
It's 8:18 with the morning after. We're done changing names of the show. We'll talk some Stranger Things in the next segment here on Q105. And let me hit this to make it work.
Q105 and the Toledo Northwestern Ohio Food Bank are jamming the truck with the Q Cam Jam.